Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
That intro still slaps, doesn't it?
It's still so good. I love it.
So good. Still pretty good. I like forgot our outro, so sorry, Stefan. I forgot our outro, so sorry, Stefan. I said it.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah, it didn't stick. But you know,
what was
I
it?
I still liked it. I don't remember, but it was good at the time. But yeah, we're like doing pretty good tonight. I mean, you and I were talking a little bit before our record, and you know, it's like it was a day, like nothing really to report, like a day on the week of the calendar of the month of the year. So
honestly, yes, that is what every single week is like lately.
Will I remember this day in 20 years? Definitely not.
No, probably not.
I don't think so. The only notable thing that happened was that my best friend, she doesn't listen to the podcast because she's such a supportive friend, but
she's going to lose her spot as best friend in your roster soon.
So I got her save the date for her wedding.
Oh, cute.
So it's on this beautiful, like, thick, like, transparent, frosty cardstock.
Oh, and so it's expensive. We know that. Oh, yes. That's the expensive kind.
So it's gorgeous and has a lovely script. And, yeah, so that's, like, less than a year away. You know, it's always nice. It's always fun when your besties get married. You know, I've been around the block a few times, seen a few besties get married in my day. And it's always always such a good time. But her wedding's going to be gorgeous. I do not have to be in the wedding, thank goodness, because when you're ripe like me, you people stop.
When you're ripe
like me, you honestly, like, my friends and I don't want to have a bridal party anymore. I don't have to be in hers. If in 2040, when I actually get my shit together, she won't be in mine. It just is what it is. I mean, she might, but who knows. How are you?
I'm good. Will and I finished Stranger Things.
I feel
Shut
like
the fuck up.
I know we did. I feel like last time I came on here, I'm like, we just started season two, and now we're done.
Like, when did you have time to even do this? I don't understand. Well, to be fair to us,
they're like 40 minutes to an hour per episode, but there's only like 8 episodes in a season. So it's really not that much time, but it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I really liked season three. I'm with everybody else. Like, I would rank them like 1, 3, 2, but 1 and 3 are close for me.
Have there only been 3? We didn't have a fourth?
Not yet. No. By the time they film this, they're going to be like off to college. Like, these children have grown.
I know. I think we're going to have to do a time jump soon.
We have to.
I think we're really going to have to. I mean, I think that they probably started recording. I don't know. I don't know anything. Why am I saying this?
Definitely had to stop because of COVID. Like, I think they started and stopped, I think.
Yeah, I remember the announcement of season 3 of Stranger Things. It was New Year's Eve, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning after the ball dropped, and me and my friends were at a chicken shop. It was like a chicken and fry shop at like 1 or 2 in the morning getting food, and I was like, I saw on my phone, I was like, oh my gosh. And I said it loud enough where like people, it was a small chicken shop and there was probably like, this was pre-COVID, there was probably like 15 people in this small ass chicken shop. And everybody turned to me and I was like, Stranger Things season 3 is coming out. And everybody in the chicken shop got so excited. So yeah, what an infamous day of New Year's 2019 or whatever year it was.
No,
yeah,
it was before that, I think.
Was it?
I don't know. I don't know. But it was really good. We really like Stranger Things. I've started the show Dark that I'm watching on my own. I've not seen it. So please don't spoil me. I'm 3 episodes in. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really good.
No.
So that's what my next show is. So stay tuned if you want updates on.
So what, you like scary things now?
No. But here's the thing. Dark isn't scary as it much as it is like mysterious, and the title Dark, like, it's not scary. It's not like Stranger Things is like, Stranger Things has some jump scares and has some like legitimately scary parts. I would say Dark is not like that, not in my experience 3 episodes in, I would say.
But it's very good. 40 minutes long.
Yeah, I think they're like anywhere between like 40 minutes and an hour is is roughly what it is.
I'm trying to find my next thing. I finished those Sims videos. So thank goodness for that. So I'm trying to find my next thing. I was trying a couple of different things for my next thing.
Okay.
And what did I try? I tried like BoJack Horseman, and I was like, what?
I couldn't get into it.
I was like, I don't want to see like a talking horse hang out with kids.
I've
like,
heard it's really good. I couldn't get into it. I've heard that you have to push through to really like it.
I wasn't feeling the first episode. I didn't finish the first episode. Then I might go back to this because there's only like 8 episodes. I was just trying to get through the second season of Dead to Me because I saw the first season and I just wanted to finish it. I heard the second season wasn't that good.
It's not as good.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna push through because I'm like nearly
done. Did you watch Big Little Lies?
I watched Big Little Lies.
Okay, you did. I was double checking.
So, yeah. So I think I'm going to just push through Dead to Me, then switch to Sharp Objects, perhaps. I'm not quite sure. But I want something light, you know? But that's where, like, you know, I watch Community once a week, as well as I used to watch... I watch Community once a week to listen to your podcast. I watch The Office once a week to listen to Office Ladies.
Right.
And then I used to watch Parks and Rec once a week. And I used to watch Scrubs once a week. But because of, I don't know, I got busy doing something that I don't remember doing. like, whatever. Probably, like, I don't know. I stopped, like, following along. So maybe I'll just go back to that.
I have a bunch of podcasts. Because those are very light. All of those are sitcoms. Yeah. So those would fill that void.
I just
want
something light.
Yeah. Can't blame you there.
Yeah. So that's the deal. I mean,
yeah. That's what we have going on.
Yeah.
If you have any recommendations for Sarah, feel free to let her know.
Yeah, let me know.
Add us and let us know what she should watch.
Yeah, I want something light and fresh. Fresh and light.
Light and fresh, fresh and light.
Yeah, just so that, because
like a lemonade.
Like a summery lemon beverage.
The lemonade version of a television show. What is the lemonade version? Let her know.
Yeah. And talking about lemonade, Beyonce, just like release a new album, please. It correlates.
I believe you. I know that she had an album called Lemonade. That's about all I know.
That's the A to the B in there. Not much more. Okay.
Anyway, Dawson's Creek.
Anyway, this is like, I'm so weird today.
I mean, that's fine. I like being weird. We are here today talking about season one, episode 9 of Dawson's Creek called Road Trip. You had theorized that it was going to be like the four of them, right? So Dawson, Joey, Jen, and Pacey, I think is who you thought were going to be going on a road trip. Did you think that Billy was going to be returning?
No, I didn't even think Billy was coming back, like, let alone next episode, let alone like Dawson going on a fucking road trip with Billy. Like, this is nuts.
Yeah. Are you ready for my coldest take? Billy should have left last episode and not come back this episode. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
I don't know. Like, I think that we're just living in the world of insanity. I mean,
it makes none of this make any sense. Like,
no, this episode sucks.
Yes, this episode was not good. And on top of that, it was like, what show am I watching? Like, this makes no sense that any of this is happening right now.
No, like, I don't, you know what? I am just thinking of like every single plot line of this episode and it all blows. So,
You know what? I'm so happy that we came in here like this because I watched this episode and I was like, I don't think I like this. And then I was like, you know what? I know why. And I watched it again and I was like, I really don't like this. But I'm happy we're coming in with the fire of like, this was a shitty episode.
Yeah. Like, watchable. It was watchable. Of like, course. I watched it twice, as we do.
Yes.
But, and it was just like, you know, like, every single character sucked today.
Yeah. It's like, what is
every
happening?
Every single one. So, except one.
Ooh, okay. So we'll put that on pause. Put that on pause to find out who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to list off our pairings and you could tell me what you want, where you want to go first. So we have Dawson and Joey. We always start the show with them and we ended the show with them.
Yeah.
We have Billy and Jen. Very short thing. Yeah. Dawson, Billy, and Pacey as kind of our throuple. Joey and Jen. And then we have Joey. And then I put like kind of Joey plus extra people. So you have Warren, you know, you have what's her face, the bitch,
Abby fucking Morgan.
Abby's back, the librarian who's back again. So I kind of lumped them all together into one category. So where would you like to go first?
Oh god. God, like this is like, Sarah, do you want mushrooms on your pizza today or do you want olives on your pizza today?
Oh no, and I love olives on a pizza.
No, I don't like olives.
Okay, we need to ask
sardines.
We need to ask the listeners if they would rather have mushrooms on their pizza or olives, because mine is a very strong olive answer.
No, I don't want either. I hate, but it's like, you're making me choose between like something that I really don't want and is shitty and something else that I really don't want that's shitty. So
I'd say there's one storyline in this like grouping that I was like, this is semi okay. I still don't like it, but it's like, it's more like lukewarm.
Do you want to like maybe start off with Joey today, like switch it up?
Yeah, well, did Joey plus the variety of others, so like Warren and all those other ones?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So let's start with Joey and Warren, because for those who didn't rewatch the episode with us, he's like a senior football player, offers her a ride to school, eventually makes up a heinous rumor about her that like they slept together and she's, you know, and she's a virgin. So he thinks like, oh, this is great for your reputation. And basically it all ends up turning around on him, because Joey and Jen work together to basically turn around on him, make it seem like she's pregnant because of him. And then she finds out, turns out he has a problem.
You're like really la-di-dying through this.
No, I'm just, I thought I'd at least give like quick summary and then we can get into like all the, but let's, I guess.
And then, you're like, and that's what happened and let's move on to Dawson.
I really fucking hate this episode. We're going to spend 2 minutes on every storyline. So then it turns out that he has an issue
getting it up. I think it was getting it up. I don't think it was like a two pump chump situation. I think it was
okay.
A, yes. getting it up situation, which honestly, it could just be
could be nerves. Could be genetic or genetics or like a medical situation.
Yeah.
I don't know much about that, honestly.
If you're 18, then I think you should be going to a doctor if you have those sorts of issues.
Probably. But. And then, of course, at the end of the episode, he asks her out on a date. Like, what? So let's take this kind of, like, did you see this happening from the beginning of the episode? Like, where he, did you think he was genuine when he asked her if she, like, needed a ride to school and, like, getting to know her?
No, because he was, like, very weird, like, from the beginning. Like, I mean, it was nice that he was offering her a ride from school. Maybe I could have seen him thinking that she was, like, a cute sophomore, like, yada, yada. But, like, as soon as he said, like, your nipples are hard, like, then I was like, oh, this is where this is going. Okay.
Yes. Oh, are you just cold? Are you happy to see me? Like, what a dick. Like, he's a fucking asshole from the start. And then him saying that, like, oh, you get to pretend like you slept with a popular senior and it's a win for me because I get to, like, live up to my reputation of, like, sleeping around, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, what a gross person. He's so
gross. Very, very gross. I do want to say that, like, one thing that Joey said in that Jeep that he drove around with no doors was that he wouldn't hook up with her if it would end world famine, disease, and war. And I would say, Joey, just do it for the Rona. If it got rid of coronavirus, then please sleep with him. It's okay.
Yeah, take one for the team.
Take one for all of us. Yeah. So I don't know. This, like, first off, this drive is just, like, horrible. It's, like, probably the first time they ever talk. And then next thing you know, this rumor is all around school. Jen is the one that has to tell Joey that, like, this rumor is going around. Joey confronts Warren in the lunchroom, which is not a good move. Like, don't go to the person that you want to confront in the lunchroom when all of their other jerky friends are around, because you know they're just going to make fun of you and laugh at you.
Well, yeah, because he says, I never said I'd be your boyfriend, like, very loudly for everybody to hear, making her look like she's, like,
needy.
Exactly. Like, oh, the needy woman who can't handle it, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was so ridiculous. Like, even after the whole baby rumor happens, he basically gets, like, his locker filled with baby stuff and has, like, some kind of bumper sticker on his locker.
Right.
It doesn't even seem like that really phases him that much. I guess he does get called to the nurse about contraceptives or something, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, if that situation was true, then it's, like, too late. Sorry. But,
yeah.
Okay, but the worst part of this all is this shitty fucking advice that Jen gives Joey. What the actual fuck is this? So Joey, like, Jen's like, look, I'm sorry that you're going through this. Like, Joey's, like, all mad. It's like, you believe the rumor. And Jen's like, I would never. Like, I would have seen your first time being with somebody important or sensitive. Like, Dawson, don't say Dawson.
Yeah.
Like, I've never said anything about Dawson. So then I don't know what Jen's trying to do here, but her advice was to spread a rumor for payback that she got pregnant.
This to me seems
this situation.
It's like, oh, here's a fire. Let's throw gasoline on it instead of water. Like, it made no sense. It makes no sense to, you're basically fanning the flames and making it so much worse for Joey, because when it turns out that she's not pregnant, people are going to be confused and either
now they think even worse of Joey because later on, Abby's like, oh, it's pathetic because she just wanted to try to get a popular boyfriend.
Right. She's just, like, doing it to make people think that she has game with, like, older guys and blah, blah, blah. This is, like, I completely agreed with Joey when she was like, Jen, this is your way of, like, getting back to all the men who've wronged you. Like, this is your way of doing it through somebody else. And I completely agree with Joey.
Yeah. The worst thing is that Joey knows the popular, like, or not the popular, she knows the right thing to do in this situation because she gave this advice to Pacey. Just let it, like, die out. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody's talking about Pacey and Tamara anymore, and it's been, like,
and that's a way bigger rumor.
Yeah, and it's been, like, a week in Creek time.
Yeah, so, Creek time. We have to keep using that, Creek time. Yeah, you're so, right. It's such a stupid thing to do, to fan the flames of this rumor, to make a even bigger rumor on top of that. And I think Joey's completely right. She says it's somewhere to dump Jen's residual male anger. And, like, Jen has a history with men treating her like shit. So I think it makes complete sense. Now, do I also think that Jen is right about Joey? Yeah. Basically, Jen calls out Joey for being scared because now that Jen isn't in the picture with Dawson anymore, there's no one for her to blame for Joey and Dawson not being together. And Dawson's going to keep treating her like one of the guys. And Joey has no one to blame at all. And it's just she has to see facts are facts.
Yeah, that's fine. But what does that have to do in this situation?
Well, because, like, that's the argument. Like, when Joey calls her out for, like, oh, you're just dumping your male anger somewhere, Jen is like, I think it's just Jen trying to hurt Joey. Like, it doesn't really have much to do with what's going
Jen,
on.
Jen, you know, take your stupid tacky ass hair and leave this room because you give the shittiest advice and I can't stand your sabotage. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is humiliating. Like, but Joey is stupid too because she knows that this is not the right thing to do. But she, like, I love how, like, the common denominator is, like, oh, let me spill everything to Abby because she's going to make sure it gets around town, school.
Can I just say, I loved the scene between Joey and Abby. Like, Katie Holmes, the acting. The acting.
So it's, like, it's very meta. You're acting in the role of acting.
Yeah, and it was so good. Like, she's, like, fake crying. She says she's pregnant. What did she say? When that second line turned blue or something like that.
Turned blue. And Abby's like, do you know what that means? And, like, Joey's like, I know what that means.
We need to start calling people a puke more because Abby calls Warren a puke. And I just want to start doing that. What a puke.
I feel like we heard that before. I think we already were.
I believe we've already probably said this in the past, but we obviously did not institute the using of the word puke.
As somebody that's been trying to get rom-com feb going for an entire year, it's really hard to get something going.
Well, we need to. Sarah has a list of failed words that she's trying to get popular.
No, it's not failed. It's not failed. It's not failed.
Yeah, there's the talk, which sounds like the talk.
Oh, that's just my accent. That's not really my fault.
No, it's because talk and talk sound very similar, no matter whose accent is saying it.
I think that it's fine. If you want to hear more of this conversation, tune in to our Clueless podcast coming out on a Saturday near you. It's already out.
Yeah, it's already out. It was coming out last Saturday. So
I hope
you want an extended version of this conversation, please go listen to that because it was very funny. But yes, Abby calls him a puke.
Wait, hold on. Did you see that Abby was like the, oh no, not Abby, but Joey said to Abby the first time Warren and her made love, he cried. Continuing the conversation. Look at that.
She said that and I was like, we prophesied. Like it wasn't Dawson, but we made this happen.
We made this happen. Yeah.
I was proud of us.
So why is Joey helping out at a local college fair?
Literally no one knows. Like, I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, and the
why
only
is the librarian back? Like, I find it funny that, like, these random, like, first we had Nelly, who was in the first couple episodes and has not shown up since. And then we had Cliff, who, like, shows up last episode to diss Dawson and ask if, like, Jen is single. And now we have, like, Abby, who's shown up a second time, and this librarian. It's so funny to me that they have these, like, one-off characters who seem to show up for, like, two episodes and then they just are gone forever.
I don't want them to go, but I mean, I like some of these characters. Bring Nelly back.
Well, obviously, Abby is the best one of all of them.
Yeah. But the thing is that Nelly is somewhere because her dad owns the video store that Dawson pretends to work at. He doesn't work there. Like, he totally got fired, but Pacey still works there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So the librarian wants her to sign up for some sort of mommy and me home economics. It sounds
like, yeah, where you have to have, like, the flower as the family. Baby. Did you ever have to do that?
No.
Me neither.
I didn't take that class. When I was in middle school, I remember seeing seniors carrying around those, like, electronic babies. But by the time we got up to there, they nixed that.
Yeah, so,
and I didn't
say,
take that class anyway.
That is such a stupid experiment, because what if people don't want kids? Like, don't do that to them. Like, what is carrying around an electronic baby going to teach you about being a parent?
It was an elective in my school. Oh. So it's like you would go to that class knowing that that's something that you would participate in.
That's a fucking weird thing to be like, I'm 15. Yeah. I want to know how to be a parent. Like, what are you doing?
In my school, there was a class where you literally were a preschool teacher. Like, we had, like, a preschool in our high school. And this was, like, a very well-desired class, because, like, every kid, like, every student would get a kid assigned to them. And there would be, like, three or four. It was, like, a half day of school. Mm-hmm. So, like, each kid would get, like, three or four high schoolers, and you would, like, teach them stuff. And
sounds like my fucking nightmare.
I participated in that. That was when I liked kids. So, good times. I had one. Her name was – I did this two marking periods in a row. I'm not quite sure. And my first kid was named – it had to be 2 years in a row. My first kid was named Madison, and I loved that name. That was the first time I ever heard that name. Well, actually, no, I don't think that's true, because I probably had seen Splash. Okay, this is – once again, this is going off the rails. Madison, I hope you're well. I hope your TikTok is booming.
Oh, my God. So, yes. So we get through the whole thing where the librarian, like, knows that Joey is, quote, unquote, pregnant, or, you know, supposedly pregnant. And then this is when Joey goes to Jen and is like, this has gone too far. Like, we need to stop this. And this is where the argument happens that I was talking about. But what I think is even, like, more weird. So then this is when, like, Jen finds out from Abby that Warren has a soft spot for the ladies, quote, unquote. And Jen goes and tells Joey. Joey gets, like, really happy. And, like, this is how they end up, you know, fixing the rumor situation. But, like, what happens later in the episode is so weird to me. Joey visits Jen with a half gallon of ice cream. First of all, that's a lot of ice cream for two people to share. I feel like a pint would be more, like, normal to do.
I don't know. You get 2 pints. Number one, why are you sharing ice cream with a bitch that you don't like anyway?
That was where I was going with this. Yes. Okay. To be fair, 2 pints, I agree. Also, plastic spoons, I feel like, is a hard time eating ice cream with. But. Why are you even visiting Jen? Like, you guys, you're not friends.
No, because she's, I think Joey wants to be friends with Jen. Like, I think that Joey, especially since she thinks that Dawson, her BFF forever, is at a strip club right now, or a brothel.
Yeah, brothel is what they think. Which is so stupid.
Yeah. So, like, she needs a friend. I think that she feels bad about this conversation, and I think that Jen is very receptive to non-apology.
It's just weird. It's weird that you have the girl who just broke up with this guy and the girl who's in love with this guy eating ice cream and talking about whether or not he's at a brothel.
No, like, it's very just, weird.
It's such an awkward conversation, and it gets even more awkward when Jen is like, oh, is there any way we can keep Dawson from being between us? And Joey says, oh, well, he's only in love with one of us. And then Jen says a line where I truly was baffled. She's like, oh, it must be easier not being the object of his infatuation. What is easy about this, Jen?
Okay, no. Listen. I think that Jen is insinuating that Dawson is in love with Joey and he only lusts after Jen.
Oh, I thought that Jen was saying, oh, you have it easy, Joey. He's not infatuated with you.
I think, because the line was like, who said, like, Jen said he's only in love with one of us.
No, Joey says that.
Joey says
he's only in love with one of us. And then Jen says Joey's right. It must be easier not being the... Yeah.
I took it that this was like some weird, like incognito, like talking and saying something but not really saying anything line.
See, the problem is that like we have two different understandings of it, which proves that like this
didn't make
clear.
Sense. No, it was not clear. It was not clear. Like, I don't have to, I shouldn't be an archaeologist to try to figure out what you're saying.
That's right, exactly. And it's like, it's so awkward. And the way they ate the ice cream was weird to me. I don't know. It was just a weird scene. It looked like plain vanilla ice cream, which
it was cookie dough.
Oh, that's right. She did bring cookie dough. I didn't see any chunks in
that. Is cookie dough an appropriate ice cream flavor to bring to a girl you don't really like?
Interesting. Okay. For someone, if I don't know somebody and I'm going to bring ice cream to their house that we are going to share, I think cookie dough is fine. I think a lot of people enjoy cookie dough. I think a safer option is probably like a boring Neapolitan. It's boring, but I think it's...
No, you don't want that because then, like, the strawberry mixes in with the other stuff.
Okay, maybe like a cookies and cream?
Oh, no.
What do you want to bring? What are you bringing?
Well, I think that, like, if you bring vanilla, then they think that you hate me. It's like, you think I'm boring? I just like vanilla? I mean, I would prefer vanilla. No, I think cookie dough is the right thing. People love cookies and cream, but I don't like cookies and cream.
I like it. I'm just thinking that's like a people pleaser.
It is a people pleaser. Maybe you have to just go like a complete, like, I don't know. Maybe something like Jimmy Fallon's like ice cream.
What
American Dream.
What are you talking about? Is this like a Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, it's a Ben and Jerry's. He has his own ice cream.
I just think like a Ben and Jerry's is a risky move because there's a lot of like flavors happening in those.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, I love this conversation. Please, if you're listening, tweet at us at @shit90spod and let us know what you think like the most people pleasing ice cream is out there beyond just like a normal vanilla, because
forgiveness ice cream.
I just think this whole scene was weird.
So weird.
It was convoluted. It didn't make sense to me. It kind of like left off on such a weird note, like
very strange.
Yes.
Very strange. Didn't get it. It ended with like them both being grossed out that he's at a brothel / strip club, whatever.
They talk like it's so weird. This, like, for example, this show right now is like totally not passing the Bechdel test. Like, all they talk about when they're together are guys. Warren, Dawson, that's all they're talking about when they're together. And it's very frustrating to me. But
I mean, what else do they have to talk about? What are they gonna talk about?
The sailing team? Anything else. Like,
Think that they watch television?
No, they definitely
don't. I don't even think Joey has a TV.
They don't have cable for sure, both of them. Because Graham's definitely wouldn't have cable because she'd think it's for, like, prostitutes or, you know, whatever.
Ruffians.
Or I should say sex workers. Sorry. Prostitute is not the acceptable word. Sex worker. And then Joey, I don't know. I feel like they can't afford it. Like, they seem like they were kind of paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
And then they
can't even afford a telephone.
Exactly. Yep. Working telephone. So
none for them.
On to Dawson and Billy and Pacey. This storyline was quite the roller coaster.
This one sucked too.
This one really sucked, mainly because Billy really sucks. Dawson is like play acting this like, oh, I'm a rebellious teenager now. Look at me go. And he like,
yeah, and Pacey just calls him out. He's like,
claps,
you know
to
what?
Pacey for this. Yes.
Yeah, he's like, you know, this is just like not you. Like, just own who you are. You're like the good angel on the shoulder.
I loved that line from Pacey. Like, it was so accurate.
Yeah. So who knew Billy's still in town? I certainly did not.
Who cares? Billy's still in town. Who cares? Like, it doesn't make any sense to you that Dawson even goes with Billy in the first place.
No.
Like, I would have liked this so much better if it was like, I know this is completely changing the episode, but I would have liked it so much better if it was like,
if you rewrote the whole episode.
Yes. If it was like Dawson and Pacey going on an adventure together, and like maybe Pacey's like, bro, like, he doesn't say bro, but bro, like, you've had it tough. Like, I know you're in a funk because of Jen. Like, let's hit the road. Let's sneak
that
into a bar.
That would make sense.
Right?
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. It would get you to the same place. Like, I can totally see Pacey saying, like, you know, don't obsess over the same girl.
Right.
Like, let's, I mean, Pacey hasn't thought about Tammy in 2 Dawson Creek weeks. So, 2 Creek weeks. Yeah.
2 Creek weeks. Creek Weeks. I love that as a term. Yeah, and then, like, Dawson decides he's going to, like, rip, like, chain the bumper of these, like, men who definitely... Oh, this was
so weird, too. These, like, old-ass, like, I don't know, trucker guys were just harassing everybody on the ferry to Providence.
Ridiculous.
And, like, it's, why like, oh, the spilling people... their beer on, like,
yes.
Like, an old lady's car, and the old lady's, like... You know, waving her fist at them.
Why
and,
weren't
like,
they getting in trouble? Like, where are the people who run this ferry? Like, why are they not controlling these men who are just being so ridiculous to all the passengers, terrorizing them?
but why? Yeah. I guess they're just drunk. Like, I don't know.
I have
like,
no idea.
People on public transportation that are drunk are very annoying. Like, the people coming home when you're commuting from New York and they just got out from a ball game and they're, like, really obnoxious. I hate those people.
Yeah, these are those people.
Beer. I've gotten beer spilt on me on the train so many times. It's so annoying. But, yeah, so, like, Billy's, like, totally offended by all of this, but also so is everybody else. So what they decide to do is chain the car, the trucker or the weirdo, the weird
like it's
guys.
To like his exhaust or like a muffler or something. And
so then
it basically like when they go to leave, go get off the ferry, like it rips off that part of the truck. And like, is it just me or did they cut away from Pacey mooning them?
No, Pacey totally moons them.
I was like,
which
I'm
antagonizes
sure
the guys. And then they like really rev up so that they can like catch up to them. But they break their car with this. And it's like, I feel like that's a criminal act. Like, I feel like now...
It is.
Now you can get in trouble, but they're like, and then like these bitches have to get back on the ferry.
Like, it was just it was just like, it made no sense. It was such a weird plot line.
So weird.
And then we go, it gets weirder and weirder because then we go to a bar and, you know, they're
but
like,
it was supposed to be a club and they're at like a pool bar.
It was so strange. Like, don't even get me started on where they're supposed to be. But
this
like,
is like a dive bar.
And Pacey is like, Mr. Confidence and going off like hitting on women, and Billy says women are a numbers game. Like, everything he says is offensive to me. And Dawson decides that, oh, there's a woman with film threat on the back of her t-shirt. Did you recognize this woman?
No.
Okay. This woman is Melissa McBride. People who watch The Walking Dead will know her as Carol.
Whatever.
She looks like, her face is the same. Sorry. Her hair is very different.
Yeah.
But anyway, so anybody, for people who didn't rewatch the episode with us, crazy to me that she was in this role. But she's, like, not interested. He persists. Yeah. And then, of course, they sit down and they start chatting. They're talking, like, directors and blah, blah, blah. Now, do you think that Billy purposely came over and said something he knew Nina wouldn't like so that Nina would want to leave with Dawson?
Yes, I think that was his intention,
Me too.
Because the whole thing is that Billy wants Dawson to hook up with somebody so that he can go back to Jen and be like, oh, like, Dawson wasn't even really that into you because he hooked up with somebody at the brothel.
Why does he think this is going to work? Like, Jen broke up with both of you. It'd be different if, like, Dawson and Jen were together and he was trying to get, like, Dawson to cheat. They're not even together. It's like, this is so stupid.
I don't know. It's just, this makes no sense.
It's all very stupid. It annoyed me so much because then we lead up to like, Dawson's leaving with Nina, but he's like very nervous and he doesn't want to do anything because he's like, listen, I haven't thought about Jen in the past like 20 minutes, but now I'm thinking about her and I still don't want to screw it up. It wouldn't be right. Blah, blah, blah. And then he kisses her. Like, what's happening?
I know. And then, but she, like, Nina is, like, you know, very moved by all of this because he doesn't want to come home with her and take advantage of her. So she's like, I've restored, I don't know if I'm offended, I've restored faith in the male sex. But then it's like, then he kisses her. So it's like, okay, well, that seems like a step back.
And not only that, but like, okay, how old do we think Nina is? Because we know she's old enough to drink.
She's 41. Like, she looks it, does she not?
She looks like she's in her mid to late 20s. And my problem is, based on the fact that Billy comes over and says, oh, Dawson, your chocolate milk is at the bar, she knows he's underage. Like, she 100% knows he's underage. Why are you inviting a child to your apartment to sleep over? Like, I don't care if it's innocent or not. Like, this is a child. That could be kidnapping. It's child endangerment. What are you doing, Nina? Oh, my God. Nina?
You know what? You know what? The worst thing that person could ever do is kidnap Dawson Leary. That would be the fucking mistake. Can you imagine if you were a kidnapper? You're like, oh, this kid looks good. He's, like, blonde, blue-eyed. Like, he would, like, be a great kidnap. And then you get this fucker in the back seat. He's like, did you know that E.T. was Spielberg's most popular movie in the year
90. Oh, did I show you my E.T. doll?
Oh, it's a collector's item. It's not a doll, actually. Oh, can I actually show you my movies? Mm-hmm. I have a whole set of movies. I have all these film posters. Can we bring that into the basement that I'm going to?
I love our Dawson impression, mainly because it sounds like an old, like, bear.
It's like, don't be old, my name's Dawson Leary.
No, look, Spielberg. Be like,
you know, like, I'd be like, you know what? I don't care if this guy's worth like $600K. Let's just kick him off the side of the road in Arizona. Not worth it. It's terrible.
It's so true, though. Like, and what are you doing, Nina? Honestly, like, this is seriously child endangerment. And you know he's like a kid. Like, you know he's a kid. Give me a break with everything he's saying to you.
Yeah. Okay, so no, but Nina is, I think Nina's supposed to be in college, because this is, the whole thing was that, like, this is a college town sandwiched, like, in between two universities.
Yeah, that's fair. I just women, think, like, whatever. She should know he's underage. Like,
how old is he? 16
in this? 15.
That's a bit young. That's a bit young.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, that's like a 10-year age gap, and he's under 18, so it's gross. But anyway. So then, like, Dawson says, like, no, whatever. He goes back inside, and then, of course, this is where him and Billy get into it, because he's like, I saw your plan, Billy. And it's like, Dawson, you're so stupid, because you should have realized this, like, a long-ass time ago.
Yeah, yeah. So they have their little tiff, and Billy's like, guess who's the one but the car, idiots? And he's, like, bounces. And poor Pacey. He's like, I don't even know, like, how, like, I know how Pacey got in the middle of this mess, because he's like, oh, like, we're actually doing something fun today.
He's a fun,
like,
time guy. He's a yes man.
Yes man, yeah. But it's like, you know, if I was Pacey, I'd be like, yeah, this is not going to go down so well. Like, if you have to preface this day of craziness by handing in your math homework, then it's going to be, it might be crazy, but the bad kind of crazy, not the crazy fun.
I think that, okay, because I think we're getting to the part now where, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're like, you're turning around on Pacey. Like, you're liking him more lately than obviously in the beginning with the
TNC. No, I hate him. No, I like Pacey.
So I think, currently, as it stands, Pacey is the best friend of all of these people. Like, he's the one you would want to be friends with, because he's a come with guy, right? He knows you're doing something bad, but he's like, you know what? This sounds fun. I will be there for you. Not only is he a come with guy, but he, like, gives Dawson good advice 90% of the time. Remember when they were rowing in the boat last episode? Like, giving good advice? He calls Dawson out. He's like, where, if you were doing nothing, why you got that lipstick on your lips? You know, like, he's funny. Like, I just feel like at this point in the show, he's, like, probably one of the better people to be friends with. I would have said Jen before this episode, but she gave horrible advice.
Very bad advice. I was gonna say, like, I don't know. I feel like Jen is the most likely one to be my friend, but no, like, Pacey's definitely more fun. No, I'm not saying
like your specific friend. I'm saying, like,
okay, in
the better friend in general
is the best friend. Yeah, Pacey's the best friend out of this, but he's the least self-involved. I don't even know how that's possible, since he was very self-involved for the first five episodes.
And that's why it was one of those things where when we started and it had the Tamara time, like the Tamara storyline, I was like, this is not the Pacey I remember.
Yeah, you know what? Like, they really did a disservice to Pacey. We actually had some feedback from @CheekyHobbit on Twitter this week, and they have been listening back to our podcast, and they had a ton of really great, insightful things, facts. I love it when people, like, message us and be like, you're a fucking idiot. Like,
I mean, we don't claim to be, like, Dawson Creek reporters.
No. But I like when we get corrected. I honestly do, because they're, like, for instance, I think that they originally called me out and they were like, Just listening to this now, I'm assuming you figured it out, but Michelle Williams is not Australian. Which blew my mind, because if you didn't listen to our first episode, I was like, oh, like, this is, I hear Michelle Williams, like, Australian accent coming through. You don't correct me, by the way.
Because I didn't realize you were incorrect until much, much later, and then I had forgotten before the next podcast, so.
Like, I could have put, like, money on the fact that I thought that Michelle Williams was Australian.
This is so funny.
They corrected me. She's apparently from... Maine, I think, or somewhere. I don't. Okay, God. Now we're gonna have to.
Well, it doesn't matter where she's from. She's just not from Australia. Where is this going?
She was born in Montana. Oh God. Okay. So now I'm all of a sort. Okay. Basically, Cheeky Hobbit was just saying that they were upset that I, you know, we were being Pacey fans, but or haters. But she was happy that they skipped forward to episode 8, our last episode, and was happy to hear that we've come around.
I think there's
always a point, Jess. Like,
okay, well, no, I get it. I'm just saying, like, in our defense, like, they don't give Pacey a good storyline in the beginning.
I don't understand why they really started with that, though.
You know what it is? I think it was like, well, we already said that this was like a mid-season replacement. I don't know if we said it on the podcast, right, but this show was like a mid-season replacement for something else on the WB. And I think they were trying to, like, we need a hot and spicy story right from the get. And so they're like, okay, we're going to do teacher-student relationship. And they're like, this will hook people in. And then, like, 5 episodes in, they're like, okay, we're done with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, Cheeky Hobbit said that the network really didn't like that storyline, so they were happy to see it go. And then they also said that, in their opinion, you can really see where Joshua Jackson started implementing more of himself into the role of Pacey.
Yeah.
And really, like, molded that role, like, kind of like how, I mean, we see this all the time.
Yeah, it does. It happens a lot where, like, a character is, like, the actor almost... You see a point where the director or the writer also kind of incorporates bits of the actor into the character, or, like, plays up. If they're very good at one particular thing, they play it up a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they kind of, oh, we know that this person is like this, let's incorporate it. And the actor has a say in, like, sometimes, not always, who the character becomes. And I think that's definitely a huge part of it. And I'm happy that we're getting to a point now where, like, Pacey is a lot more likable. Obviously, we're also hitting a point where, like, we loved Jen in the very beginning. Like, we did not have anything wrong to say about Jen. And I feel like now we're getting to a point where, like, 2 episodes in a row now, we're kind of like, Jen, what the fuck are you doing? You know?
Yeah, yeah. I did know, like, last episode I was really happy about Jen, because she realized that she has to love herself before she loves others. So yes. I was happy with that realization for herself, that she broke up with both men, that she decided that she wanted to be single for a while. I did not anticipate her being, like, a sneaky little devil and, like, sabotaging everybody around her.
Yeah. I guess for me, last episode, it was more just, like, the path that it took her to get there kind of annoyed me, because she waffled
it was very wishy-washy.
I agree with the end result, though, 100%.
That's what stuck out at me from the episode more so than the waffling, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, good to know that we're kind of changing our minds on certain characters. I think it's fun. It's a
I still like Joey, though. She's still my number one. I would say if I had to order them right now, I would say Joey number one, PC number two, Jen number three, everybody else, then Dawson.
No, Grams is definitely last before Dawson.
No, I like Grams better because Grams is funny.
Ugh, Grams sucks. I mean, I think I would – it's hard for me to look at it through – clear goggles without knowing what's come in the future, but, like, I would probably just flip Pacey and Joey in my list, and then it would have the same order as yours, most likely.
I just want, like, Dawson has to be good at some point. Like, this show can't be called Dawson's Creek without Dawson, like, not sucking for 7 seasons. It makes no sense to me.
I can't tell you, honestly, if I had to remember the fine lines of it.
I'm gonna be good to Dawson, guys. Okay. Like,
anybody is. I think we're allowed to hate on him. I think the majority does.
Then why is it not called Pacey's Creek? Why is it not called Joey's Creek?
It's like what we've always talked about, where the main character in any show is never anybody's favorite.
No, besides the main character is always my favorite. Always my favorite.
Well, not this time, I guess, right? Not this time.
I mean, it wasn't called Hermione and the Goblet of Fire.
It should be. Hermione tells everybody what to do and they don't fucking listen, and that's why they're in so much trouble. That's what it should be called, because Hermione is the best.
Remember in that movie where Hermione was literally studying on how to open up that dumbass egg and Harry was like fucking around, like hanging out in bathtubs for 3 months?
It's he just stumbles his way into everything. Hermione does everything right. She doesn't want to get killed. She doesn't want to get expelled. She doesn't want to get detention. We stan. Anyway, moving on to Dawson and Joey, who always open the episode and usually close it as well. So I loved how we left last podcast and you're like, Dawson is going to mope about for months and months and months about Jen. And literally we open and he's like staring out the window and fucking Savage Garden is playing.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew this was so Dawson's vibe. I knew that this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. He's really upset over Jen. Joey's like, get over it. It's been like...
I loved it. 3 month relationship, like, we found out. They had a 3 month relationship.
3 months. Okay, so do you know the rules of relationships?
This is the Sex gospel. In the City rule.
This is the Sex in the City rule. Half the time of the relationship, that's how much you have to get over the person. So if it's a 3 month relationship, then you have a month and a half.
That seems like a long time.
I know, but that's what Charlotte York says, and I have written it as gospel in my life.
Can I tell you one quick side story? It'll take like 5 seconds.
I don't care. Like, okay. You're the one that's like, we don't have time for like tangents today. And I'm that? Like, and I'm like, hello, it's a Thursday at 8 o'clock. What else do you have going on? You want to get back to Dungeons and Dragons? Is that what you want to do? You want to leave D&D. Me and play? You want to leave me and play with your stupid hobbit figures? It's like, I'm here. Pay attention to me. You take your fucking winged bitch and leave. No, don't leave. Stay. Actually, I really want you to stay.
Everybody hears this rant. Anyway, you remember that thing on Twitter that was happening a few days ago where it's like you put your picture and it picks like your celebrity mom and dad?
Yeah.
Okay, so mine ended up being Anne Hathaway and what the fuck is his face? He's a comedian. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Those are like my top two. But like if you click it, it also shows like, oh, this is who like other percentages were that like almost was your options. John Belushi, right. That was the guy. Well, my second for women was actually the girl who plays Charlotte York.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And she's just a white brunette. So like,
yeah. I mean, did you see who mine were?
Yeah, they yours are like pick two blonde people.
Pick two blonde, any will do. It's like, okay. It's so stupid. I did think that the girl and my lips were pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I laughed at mine because it was like, oh, Anne Hathaway makes sense because I do have like pretty big eyes.
Big and,
like,
eyes.
Big yeah. features. But yeah. the nose, Anne Hathaway's nose is so tiny and cute. And Jim Belushi's is just this monstrosity. And I was
so
like,
so that's
well,
where you got the nose from.
Got my daddy's yeah. nose.
Got your daddy's nose. Yeah. I don't remember who mine were actually at all, but two blonde people.
Oh, yours wasn't one of yours River Phoenix?
River Phoenix. Yes. Yeah.
But I just thought it was very funny. People should do that if they haven't. It's kind of hilarious. It's ridiculous and stupid, but it's very funny.
Now, like, the kid thing is coming around as a Twitter, like, young baby whomever and big whomever. It's like, okay.
You're supposed to push like a picture ago. Of yourself as a baby and then
we
an
just
adult?
Did this. We just did this.
Everybody likes a trend. That's what it is.
But we just did this, like, 2 months ago. Did we forget?
I mean, yes.
Yeah, because time is meaningless.
Time is meaningless. So Joey's like, get over it, Dawson. And I love how Dawson has the audacity again. I'm a good guy. He says she rejected honesty, romance, and respect.
Whatever.
Seriously, Dawson? No.
Yeah. Okay. But also then this is when he mentions that like Billy's been like hanging around, but like Jen didn't even know that Billy has been hanging around. So like I can only imagine that like Billy's been like circling Graham's house and like Dawson's like constantly staring at the house and he knows that Billy's been like circling it like a vulture.
Yeah, Billy
again,
just
like really upset.
Billy lingers. Just like climbs into Jen's window. Like Graham's he walks in and is so chill. She doesn't even like scream. She doesn't do anything. She's just like, Jennifer.
Pish posh, please make the telephone.
Pish posh, Billy. Whatever are you doing in my home? I will call the police.
I've heard of you before. but this
Graham
is like
needs to return just so we could do Graham next.
Yeah. But did you, where do you think he got that big ass ladder from?
Oh, he stole it from Dawson's house.
He stole Dawson's ladder. Or Joey's ladder. It's really Joey's ladder.
Yeah.
It's so like ridiculous. That's a level of disrespect. You it don't is. Steal Joey's ladder.
I mean, he steals everything else. He's the gotcha girl guy, you know?
Gotcha girl. And then this is the worst. This is sickening.
The ending of the episode?
No.
Oh, what? I thought you were talking about the ending.
Fucking Dawson, the biggest creep that ever lived, has been watching old videos of Jen
from his
movie days. Which, by the way, did we forget that we have a deadline for this film festival? Like, I guess he gave up on the movie.
I mean, he, like, gets into a romance and everything else is out the window, I guess.
Where's your ambitions, kid?
Yeah. It's but, so creepy.
So he's definitely just watching back his first kiss with Jen, like, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And he's walking his dog, too, 100%. He's that guy who, like, jerks off to pictures of his girlfriend.
Oh, gosh. I mean, a little bit more imagination, please.
That's exactly
but no, because he's a pussy. He doesn't even watch the porn channel.
He's that guy. And then we're going to skip to the
because
end of the
episode. Because he thinks it's cheating.
He definitely thinks
he thinks
cheating.
That he thinks that watching porn is cheating.
Do you think he not only cries after sex but he like showers after sex because it's like a dirty deed?
Oh, this is very sad. he like is the type of guy that after he fingers a girl he washes his hands every time. Don't do that, guys. It's so disrespectful. If you want to wash your hands, wait like 10 minutes and be like, oh, I have to pee.
Is there an extra explicit button for our podcast? I know we can click the one, but is there a second?
It's because we have nothing else, Jessica. This episode wasn't that good, so we have to find something.
I think our podcast is better when the episode sucks.
Oh my god. Okay, so end of the episode, Joey is waiting for Dawson to get home because she's a simp, as the kids say.
She is a simp.
She wants to hear everything that happened, but Dawson is just too tired.
He's so tired that he goes to bed in jeans. This was like the most egregious thing I saw this episode.
Yeah, at least just you could take off the jeans.
You're wearing
and
boxers
she says,
underneath.
Yeah. She
or
says
tiny whities probably.
Oh god. She says, I'll wait. Oh, I have to tell you something off screen. she says that she has to wait. She'll wait.
I can
but
wait.
It's a double meaning.
Yeah,
it's
I can wait. Meaning. She tucks him in too, by the way.
She tucks him in.
She tucks him in.
Yeah,
anyway,
she's
wait
got
for
it bad.
Yeah, wait. So anyway, as we said, this episode was trash. I can't wait for the next one. Oh, I forgot to tell you, let's do the sassy saying because I skipped over mine. But it was when Warren asks Joey out. And she goes, oh, yeah, pick me up after my lobotomy. And I was like,
yeah,
yes,
that was
fetch.
Sadly enough, this episode was so weak that we are also lacking in the sassy sayings.
We
so
were. Was that yours too?
I had that highlighted.
Yeah. And then I did have two different notable 90s songs. obviously Truly Madly Deeply was like numero uno with the bullet point.
I didn't even know what this, it's like, you know this song, but I didn't know what it was called.
I've been singing it all day. Ask Will. I shouted it in the house earlier.
They played this twice in the episode. They were like, yeah, they're like, this is like, we spent good money on
they
this
They spent
one
a
this
lot
time.
Of money on it. We can't have our theme song, but
only
we're going to play
the
this song.
Odd. Only on the odd episodes. I'm telling you, it's only on the odd episodes they spend their coin.
We're going to have to keep an eye on this.
Yeah.
But the one other song I did hear was when Billy is sneaking into Jen's room, there's Touch, Peel, and Stand by Days of the New. That's like a pretty famous song as well. But obviously Savage Garden is better.
Okay. Yeah, that was my pick, the Savage Garden song. Mm-hmm. They liked it so much, they played it twice.
Yes. Okay, so do we want to do, let's do feedback next.
Feedback. Like I said, we had a ton of good conversation with Cheeky Hobbit and others. There was like some debate on like our takes, I guess. Okay. But I support you guys. Thank you for contacting us. Please continuing to do so.
Yes.
I'm sober, and this is the type of episode we're getting today.
Listen, people, it's a rough time out there. All the days are the same. It's not easy.
The days.
All of the days
this
are
the
days. This
is the type of episode that I'm going to get a text message from my mother and asking me if I'm okay.
Oh, my God. Your mother just heard the thing you said about a guy fingering a girl.
I don't think she listens to Dawson's Creek. I think that she only listens
to Boy Meets World. I just got secondhand, like, cringe.
Stefan.
Yes.
Emailed us. Thank you very much.
Shit90spod@gmail.com if you're interested.
Shit90spod@gmail.com. Hey, ladies, let's get Dawson a gallon of ice cream. Yes, a gallon. Maybe. Guess what? I figured it out. Guess who Dawson's favorite ice cream flavor is cookie dough. And like Joey keeps like, you know, three or
she
four gallons.
What did it not melt on her row over? She just walks in with like half melted ice cream.
She has like a cooler. She has like her Dawson cooler.
Because that's sad to think about.
She thinks that one day they're going to have a picnic.
Oh, no.
Picnics? Don't do picnics because there's ants and bees. I'm not a picnic girl.
Solid advice from Sarah.
Yeah. I know we all give Dawson a lot of crap, but James Vanderbeek does play naive and earnest very well. He's very believable, so I believe that I hate him. But
this is true. He's good at portraying a very annoying, whiny piece of shit.
But I've been following him on Insta stories, continuing this. And number one, I want to say that like he handled the tragedy that happened in Texas last week very well. He has like 100 blonde children, as I've previously mentioned, and animals, and he took care of his family, and he was grilling on like an open fire to sustain food for his family, and they didn't have clean water, and he like was boiling water. So that's number one. But also he posted this really cute video of his daughter doing his hair, and the caption was, "How do you break up with your hairstylist who is your best friend?" Aww. And how many times have you like gone through that, like when you have like a hairstylist where you guys are buddies but they do a shitty job with your hair, so you don't want to see them
anymore. My hairstylist.
Yeah, you don't make friends. So Stefan says, seeing Joey out seeing Joey out gossip slash lie Warren was so great. Yeah, it was okay. I mean, like, I think that Joey's above this crap, and I wish that she would not participate in some such stupid things. Holy crap, the girl that Dawson hits on is Carol from The Walking Dead.
Yep, we did say that, Stefan. I got you.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Lastly, it's more frustrating that the guys are not so likable or that the girls is it more frustrating that the guys are not likable or that the girls like them anyway.
This is a solid point. That's why it's frustrating to watch Jen and Joey just like pine and talk about Dawson all the time, because it's like he's not even that great. Like, he's not great. Let's stop talking about him. I completely agree, Stefan. It's annoying.
What's more annoying to me? I think it's more annoying that the guys are not. I don't know.
It's girls, like, they're teenagers, so it's completely understandable why they would be interested in shitty men, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm an idiot too, so I feel like I feel for the girls. I feel for the girls.
Okay.
I can't wait till we get to the, like, let's add a couple people to this.
More people
group.
Will be added, I promise.
Like, let's
you'll see.
Fix this. We will be, and he says, cheers. Very pleasant. Thank you so much, Stefan.
Thanks, Stefan.
I really appreciate your emails. Always look forward to them. He always sends them in a very timely manner. So
yeah, he's very good about that.
Yeah. So if you want to be like Stefan and send in feedback, as Jess says, shit90spod@gmail.com. Any other thoughts about this episode, Jess? Like, did we cover everything?
I think we got all the shittiness out of the way, and I think it's time for Fashion Hour.
Fashion Hour, I nearly forgot.
Oh, and now I'm offended.
Okay, so.
I don't know why, but I am.
Fashion Hour.
Yes, let's do it.
Don't be offended. Okay, so Fashion Hour is our weekly award show where we award two awards, the first being the Rachel Green Award for the most 90s outfit. Okay. I have two nominations today for this category. We have Billy in his Night at the Roxbury ensemble. He is wearing a purple leather plasticky coat. Now, it's not paisley. It's like snakeskin. A snakeskin button-down shirt. Some blue jeans, some like boot type things. He's lying down on all surfaces everywhere, uninvitedly so. I think that this is very 90s because of this like shirt, of like his coat. He looks like he is just ready to go to the bar in the 90s, but like it's not fashionable.
No, but I hate it. I hate the shirt especially. I think it's a hideous pattern. And he has probably like one too many buttons undone. And the jacket wouldn't be so bad if it didn't look so plasticky. Like, it seriously looks like plastic.
It's eggplant. It's not even black.
It's not even eggplant. Yeah. I absolutely hate it. I think that he looks like that douchebag, you know?
He looks like a douche. Yeah. I would stay away from him at the bar. Absolutely. Talking about bars. Now I have Nina, who is the girl that Dawson hits on at the bar. Mm-hmm. This girl has wooden beads in her hair, and she's 41 years old. Like, you're too old for the wooden beads in your hair.
But you have to give the hair volume some credit.
We got some volume. There is no bang. But it's curly. She's wearing blue eyeshadow, which is so 90s, a red lip with the blue eyeshadow, which is so 90s, a scarf. She's wearing her, what did you say? It was like film something t-shirt?
Something film like on it.
Like a graphic tee. She's wearing like a brown suede jacket as she leaves, as well as like straight-legged jeans, some sort of booty shoe. Like, this is, like, a very, like, female version of, like, kind of grunge. Like, a band groupie type of look.
Yeah, I really, like, I like the jacket and I like her hair that it has volume. It's very curly. She definitely has, like, the spermy eyebrows of the 90s.
Oh my God, she does.
She overplucked the shit out of them.
She does.
Which is also very 90s. I think that honestly the makeup alone would get like have her win this
sloppy,
award for me.
Sloppy application on the lip.
It's very sloppy lip. But it is that like brownish red that was very popular in the 90s. And like you said, she has a blue eyeshadow. I did think she rocked the grunge look very well. But definitely giving it to Nina here. I think that the lip and the eyeshadow and the spermy eyebrows alone would get her the win.
Horrifying. Next up is our Paul Rudd Certificate of Timeless Award. This is for the most timeless outfit, something that you can see somebody walk around with today. First up, I have Joey's outfit. Now she is wearing like this little cropped, like it's almost a corduroy jacket. It's just like a light spring jacket with a high-necked t-shirt that's striped. It's like black and gray and white stripes. Her hair is like middle parted straight, she's wearing some like black pants, and yeah, she just looks, I think that she kind of doesn't, maybe if you take away the jacket she would look a smidge more timeless, but the jacket is cropped, so a point in the timelessness department.
Yeah, I think this is fine.
It's fine.
I don't know that I have much more to say about it, honestly. I think it's fine.
Next up, I have Jen. And, I think this is another fine outfit, but it's timeless. So she's just wearing, like, a gray t-shirt that's tucked into some black pants. And she's wearing, like, a watch. Her hair is, like, swoopy. She has a side part. Mm-hmm. But I just think that this is like a cute outfit. I would wear this. I like
that
the
crop shirt is a little more in nowadays. Like I could see this outfit being worn nowadays mainly because of like the length, like the high-waisted pants mixed with like a cropped shirt, I think is very
right. Yeah, I thought that she looked
cute. A little plain, but I can
it's
see
plain
it being
it's
in.
Fine. Yeah. And so out of those two, what do you think?
I understand why you're not that excited about like the fashion awards this week. I just don't think this episode wasn't it. And I think this fashion isn't it.
Yeah.
If I'm choosing between the two, I guess I have to go at it with, cause I mean, I'm biased and I would wear what Joey's wearing over what Jen's wearing.
Yeah.
But if I'm truly picking something that is timeless, I think Jen's is more timeless than Joey's.
Okay.
Even though I'd wear Joey's.
See that. Yeah. All right. I agree. I like Jen's look. I would personally wear Jen's look, but once again, here we are. Warms versus cools. The battle lives on. Now, I have something that I am going to propose to you as a possible new aspect of Fashion Hour.
Ooh.
And we'll have to workshop what the name is, currently it's called the Shame Corner, but
I love this. I'm already in. I heard the word shame and I'm in.
Yeah, maybe we'll like find an S name for shame. I don't know.
The shame game.
The shame. No. Well, we have to add like a real person so that it could go with the other ones. But this is going to be something that's like
Shame Chalamet. What's that guy's name?
Timothy Chalamet. But that okay. Shame but Chalamet. That has nothing to do with our show. You do realize this is shit 90 shows taught me.
Shitty like, shaming shitty things.
We'll workshop it.
We need a week. The genius comes later.
So today I would like to shame both Pacey and Dawson for their uninspired, unattractive club outfits. Now these motherfuckers, they come in. Dawson is wearing a maroon sweater with light wash jeans to the club, while Dawson is wearing brown corduroy pants and a gray long sleeved t-shirt and with a collar and a stripe. You think that you're going to get girls with this outfit? No.
This was shitty. No. This was bad. Like, at least they're on, like, a button down. Like, just a button down with jeans is better than what they're wearing.
They thought they were going to a club. A club.
I also don't think I understand Pacey's outfit because he has, like, a weird, like, zip up. Like, but it's not long sleeve. It goes down to his elbows, which is where, like, short sleeves used to fall in the 90s. And then, like, there's, like, a popped collar of, like, a polo underneath it. Like,
I don't know.
For shame.
Yeah, but plus the fucking brown corduroy pants.
Oh, he loves the corduroy.
Yeah, this is...
This is the second time we've seen him in corduroys.
He loves corduroy. So, I just... I had to shame them. Like, this is not it, guys.
I don't think we need to necessarily, we're not keeping numerical track of this, or are we?
No,
I don't think so either. I think it's just
this
for funsies.
Just a funsies. This is just like an added tidbit where I'm just so over somebody's look, or it's just atrocious that
I love it.
It truly does not have a place in either category.
And this is totally, like, what we're here for. Like, we are here to shit on these people for their poor decision-making and their terrible choice of style. And
I like this show. It's not like I don't like... I really like this show.
We can like the show and not like some of the character decisions the characters
The characters' decisions, right?
Yeah. We can do both simultaneously. Yeah. We're multifaceted people.
I have multiple sides.
Yes. So...
Yeah.
Okay, so Jen and Nina, congratulations. You are the winners. Pacey and Dawson, try again next week. Do better.
Yeah. These two, I don't know how they're going to win any of these awards. They don't serve
well.
Looks.
I think Pacey's gotten like one, maybe. I don't know.
As a pity.
We'll see. As a pity, probably. Yeah.
As a pity.
We'll see as we get there. So, predictions on next week's episode. It is season 1, episode 10, Double Date. Who's going on a double date?
No. It's the boys. It's definitely the boys.
Okay. Do you think we know who, like, the people that they're going to be going out with? Or do you think that they'll, like, crop up next episode?
I can't possibly think that we've met them before. I don't know. It's either the boys are going on a double date or the girls are going to the double date. So,
okay.
I think the girls went on a double date.
I'm holding out hope. I think it's going to be better than this episode. I do.
I believe in us.
Yeah.
Well, but it was fun. Like, this was fun to talk about. It just really just threw me for a loop this episode because it just, there was like no redeeming person. Nobody except almost Pacey.
I would give Pacey the credit of like, I thought he was like the best of this episode.
It's like, congrats, you don't super suck, but you're okay.
You're fine.
Is that an achievement? Not really.
Not really, no.
Not really.
So next episode will be season 1, episode 10, Double Date. As always, send your feedback in. Shit90spod on all social media and shit90spod@gmail.com to send in long form feedback. We are always coming out with podcasts. We have obviously these drop on Mondays. Our Boy Meets World content drops every Thursday. We had so much fun last Boy Meets World episode with Kayla. So definitely go give that a listen because that was a really fun time. And then Sarah, what other bonus content have we put out lately? Can we tease anything too for upcoming stuff?
Well, okay, so if you guys, like I said before, if you guys haven't listened to our Clueless podcast for hashtag RomComFeb, please listen. We did it with Chappelle, our first repeat guest, and he's phenomenal as always. I listened to something the other day of his, and I was just like, gosh, he's just like phenomenal. Like, he was made to podcast.
He really was. So. He's an Aries. So if that gives you any indication on what he was meant to do.
Yeah. But like, I think we should tease what's coming in March.
Okay. I think we should just tease on what the month of March is and then reveal as we have to like give them a little taste without revealing the whole thing.
If you thought that RomCom Feb was a shitty hashtag, just wait because this is an actually good one. Hashtag Mary Kate and Ashley March.
Woo!
Boom.
I am so, so excited. Sarah and I have been talking about this concept literal like 6 months. I don't know. It was very early in.
Very early on in the inception of Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. Because it
is obviously Mary-Kate and Ashley. Anybody who is alive. With anybody. They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and if you grew up in the 90s, iconic. So we are so excited. We've been working so hard at preparing two podcasts that are going to be bonus content in the month of March. Stay tuned for more information on that. Super, super, super excited about that. I'm dreaming of like cutting my hair now because of what I've been viewing lately. If that gives any hints, probably not. Yes. So we have that coming up. As always, I'm on Community Building with Josh Wiggler on Post Show Recaps. Give that a listen. It's been a lot of fun. We're talking season one, episode four, Social Psychology with Asia on Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun. Love that episode. It's hilarious. I love talking about people's tiny nipples. It gives me joy. And I think
I've heard you say the phrase tiny nipples like 30 times.
Because it is one of my favorite things about this episode. Like, I don't know. The guy has tiny, tiny nipples. Like, they're almost non-existent.
Now 32 times.
Anyway, I think that's probably everything. Do we have anything
else? That's yeah. It. No. I gotta go. I have a pint of Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia, which is what I would bring to my let's be friends, not enemies meeting.
Love it. Yes, I have coffee with cookie crumble in the freezer. So it's calling my name.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, as always, to JD McGuire for creating our theme song for us. And we will talk to you all next time. Bye.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.